The No Child Left Behind Act requires schools to hit benchmarks for reading and math proficiency and graduation and attendance rates. Of the schools that missed most, more than 60 fell short in reading. 30 schools missed more than one benchmark. 62 of the schools were in the Milwaukee School District. The district itself was also flagged for improvement. Patrick Gasper is a spokesman for the Department of Public Instruction. He calls the report a snapshot of how schools are performing and focuses instead on the schools that met the federal annual yearly progress benchmarks, known as AYP.
You know, 425 school districts and more than 2,200 schools, 93% of the schools in the state and 99% of the school districts meet the AYP objective.
This is the first No Child Left Behind update the state has issued since the state superintendent was given more powers to intervene in failing school districts. Gasper says that doesn't put the numbers in any different context.
However, knowing that as things progress, as you know, time goes on and the benchmarks for No Child Left Behind become increasingly more difficult until they reach 100% proficiency, we would expect to see more schools having trouble meeting those objectives.
Most of the schools that missed the academic benchmarks for a second year received federal Title I funding, meaning they could be sanctioned. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.